easy for strangers to get lost where you live. I don't think it's easy for strangers to get lost where I live, even if they have a terrible sense of direction. In fact, unless you are visiting a remote, undeveloped area in the west of the country, it's almost impossible to get lost these days. With the invention of map apps, if you do ever get lost, you can just open the app and check your location instantly. If your mobile phone doesn't have any power or the signal is weak, you can ask a local person for directions. Most people in my hometown are friendly and approachable. They are happy to help strangers find their way, and if they don't know how to help, they'll ask somebody else in the neighboring area. How will people feel when they lose their way? In the past, I imagine that getting lost was extremely common, especially for tourists visiting new places far from their hometown. In fact, I don't even know how tourists could find their way around most places without mobile phones and GPS tracking. Getting lost was presumably very stressful, and finding your way back to where you wanted to go must have taken a seriously long time. These days, however, I don't think getting lost is anywhere near as scary as it used to be. If you lose your way, you can relax in the knowledge that you can just use your phone to check your location. Even if you lose your phone, you can still stay calm knowing that nearly all pedestrians have their own phones that you could ask to use. Why are some people better at finding their way around a new place than others? Some people seem to have a better sense of direction than others. I'm not too sure whether this is because of their genes or because of their past experiences, but it's obvious with many people. Some people have a very good memory, which can help them to remember landmarks, street names, and other important places. Some people are excellent at observing their surroundings, which might help them to realize that they're going in a circle long before people who don't notice what's around them. Some people are extrovert. They are not afraid to ask strangers for directions or advice on how to get somewhere, whereas introverts are too shy to seek help and spend much longer getting to their destination. In short, there are many personality traits and skills that some people possess that help them to find their way around a new place. Are younger people more likely than older people to use technology to find their way? I don't have too much experience with old people using technology to find their way, but I do know that my grandparents would not use modern devices to help them if they got lost. My grandfather is a bit of a technophobe, so he would probably just ask somebody nearby for directions or use a traditional map made of paper to figure out where he is. He struggles to even make and receive calls by himself, so there's no way he would know how to find his location. Young people, however, are far more likely to use technology compared to old people. Young people today can't even remember a time when the internet didn't exist because they weren't even born. Opening a map app on a phone is second nature, and it's probably one of the first things a young person would do if they couldn't find their way.